In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord. I said I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord. O Almighty God, merciful Father, I, a poor, miserable sinner, confess unto thee all my sins and iniquities with which I have ever offended thee, and justly deserve thy temporal and eternal punishment, but I am heartily sorry for them and sincerely repent of them. And I pray thee of thy boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of thy beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor sinful being. Upon this your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the word, announce the grace of God unto you. And in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all of your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Awake, why sleepest thou, O Lord? Arise, cast us not off forever. Wherefore hidest thou thy face and forgettest our affliction? Our soul is bowed down to the dust. Arise for our help and redeem us from all sins. We have heard with our ears, O God. Our fathers have told us what work thou didst do in their days. Amen. As it was in the beginning, is now, and
with you.
us pray. O God, who sees that we put our trust in nothing else but you, mercifully grant that by thy power that we may be defended against all of our adversities and enemies. We pray this through Jesus Christ, thy Son, our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee and the Father and the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen. This morning's confessional reading is from Luther's Small Catechism. As the head of the family should teach them in a simple way to his household, the fourth commandment, thou shalt honor thy father and thy mother, that it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long on the earth. What does this mean? We should fear and love God, that we may not despise our parents or masters, nor provoke them to anger, but give them honor, serve and obey them, and hold them in love and esteem. So far. This morning's Old Testament, Isaiah chapter 35. Strengthen ye the weak hands and confirm the feeble knees. Say to them that are of a fearful heart, be strong, fear not. Behold, your God will come with vengeance, even God with a recompense. He will come and save us. Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened, the ears of the deaf shall be unstopped. Then shall the lame man leap as an hart, and the tongue of the dumb sing. For in the wilderness shall the waters break out, and streams in the desert. And the parched ground shall become a pool, and the thirsty land springs of water. In the habitation of the dragons, where each lay, shall be grass with reeds, rushes, so far. This morning's epistle, 1 Corinthians, chapter 13. Though I speak with the tongue of men and of angels and have not charity, I am become as sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecies and understand all the mysteries and all the knowledge, and though I have all the faith so that I could remove mountains, but I have not charity, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned and have not charity, it profits me nothing. Charity suffers long. It is kind. Charity envies not. Charity vaunteth not itself, is not puffed up, doth not behave itself unseemingly, seeketh not her own, is not easily provoked, thinketh no evil, rejoiceth not in the iniquity, but rejoiceth in the truth, bearing all things, believing all things, hoping all things, enduring all things. Charity never fails. But whether there be prophecy, well, they shall fail. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done away with. When I was a child, I spoke as a child, I understood as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. For now I see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then shall I know even as also I am known. And now abideth faith, hope, and charity, these three. But the greatest of all is charity. So far, the epistle lesson.
Alleluia. Alleluia. Alleluia.
please rise for the reading of the Holy Gospel, the Gospel according to St. Luke, chapter 18. And then Jesus took unto him the 12, and said unto them, Behold, we go up to Jerusalem, and all things that are written by the prophets concerning the Son of Man shall be accomplished. For he shall be delivered unto the Gentiles. He shall be mocked, spitefully entreated, spit on. And they shall scourge him and put him to death. And the third day he shall rise again. And they understood none of these things. And this saying was hid from them. Neither knew they the things which were spoken. And it came to pass, as he was come nigh unto Jerusalem, a certain blind man sat by the wayside begging. And hearing the multitude pass by, he asked what it meant. And they told him that Jesus of Nazareth was passing by. And he cried out, saying, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And they which went before rebuked him, that he should hold his peace. But he cried out even more, Thou son of David, have mercy on me. And then Jesus stood and commanded him to be brought unto him. And when he was come near, he asked him, saying, What wilt thou that I should do unto thee? And he said, Lord, that I might receive my sight. And then Jesus said unto him, Receive your sight. Your faith has saved you. And immediately he received his sight, and he followed him, glorifying God. And all the people, when they saw it, gave praise unto God. So far, the gospel. And we confess our faith according to the words of the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Ghost of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures and ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of the Father. And he shall come again with glory to judge both the quick and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. And I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Lord and giver of life, who proceedeth from the Father and the Son, and with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spake by the prophets. And I believe one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. We continue with our sermon hymn 428. Please be seated.
Thank you.
grace, mercy, and peace from our triune God, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
My sermon theme this morning is Have Mercy on Me, and it's taken from our gospel lesson of Luke chapter 18, and I would like to read two verses. And he cried out, saying, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. And they that were there rebuked him, told him to be quiet. But he cried even more, Thou Son of David, have mercy on me. So far, please be seated. Just how blind was Bartimaeus? Well, with his physical eyes, he couldn't see anything. He was totally blind. It was necessary for him to beg. He depended upon a few coins which were given to him by strangers. His blindness put him into a lower class, the lowest class possible. But perhaps he saw more on that day than anyone else. He knew that there was a crowd passing by, and he asked, What's going on? And he got the answer, Jesus of Nazareth was passing by. And with a flash of spiritual insight, he cried out, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. Now he may not have known much and have a great understanding as to who Jesus Christ was. But he was certainly had a great spiritual insight, a spiritual vision, a better vision than those who were prodding along behind Christ on that particular day. The multitude crowded close to Jesus. Jesus was far more important than Bartimaeus. They saw themselves as fine people going to Jerusalem for the Passover, and they were far much more important than that beggar who could only hold out his hand hoping to get a few coins. They could see Jesus also. Jesus was good company to be associated with, especially going to Jerusalem. But they were blind to Christ's real goal, the salvation of lost sinners. They did not recognize him as being their Savior. To many of them, Jesus would make things pleasant, comfortable for them, make life easy. But when they saw how things were going for him in Jerusalem, they disappeared. Some reappeared a few weeks later, shouting, Crucify him, crucify him. But even Christ's disciples were quite blind. For 3 years now, they had been with Christ, seeing his miracles that he performed. Even after Jesus had taken them aside and carefully explained to them how he must go to Jerusalem, that he must suffer and die, that he must be crucified, they should have been able to see much better than anyone else. But their vision was marred by one blind spot. How could the love of God include going to Jerusalem and death on the cross, dying on that cross? How could that be a good thing? They did not understand that, even though Christ had explained it to them several times. Well, finally, we must ask, how blind are we? Even if we are well acquainted with the full meaning of Christianity, we've heard it often, there may still be some blindness to our spiritual vision. As we, in this pre-Lenten season, begin our journey to Jerusalem, Do we yawn with the regularity of it? I've heard it now for 80-some years. Every year, the same facts are related in much the same way. Something that happened a long time ago, 2,000 years ago. Is the cross just so much wood placed in our church or on a beautiful gold chain that we wear around our necks? In his request for his sight, Bartimaeus recognized Jesus as the Messiah. And he did not hesitate to bring to him a personal request, "Lord, that I may receive my sight." His physical sight was fully restored by the power and the love of God. Now, what kind of vision, what kind of sight will Christ give his people today? Will those who are physically blind receive physical sight? I don't know, perhaps, but probably not. But of this we are certain. Christ will give real sight and real understanding to those who desire to view once again the full meaning of Christ's journey to Jerusalem, to seek his company as he carries that cross to Calvary. In the weeks that lie ahead, the facts of Christ's suffering and death will again confront us. And Jesus will give us sight, if you will, to view with him the ridicule, the injustice, the false court, as well as the mockery of the soldiers and the multitudes themselves, to experience with him the pain and the agony of those piercing nails, the whip beatings, and of course the crown of thorns. He will show us through his own eyes the terrors and the agony of hell. He will show us that all these things were done that we might share in his eternal kingdom. All of that suffering was done for us. May our Lord give us the sight to see in him the fulfillment of God's love. The love of God described in the famous words of John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but what? Have everlasting life." You see, the Son of God must go to Jerusalem. He must accomplish all things which were written about him by the prophets in the Old Testament. He would be delivered over to the Gentiles. He would be spitefully treated. He would be spit on. They would beat him. They would put him to death. But on the third day, he would rise triumphantly. On this day near Jericho, the disciples really couldn't grasp that part of the love of God. Following the resurrection and the fulfillment of these predicted events, they suddenly saw for the first time how the Son of God must die in order to save them, in order to save us, in order to save the entire world. He must die. May God grant that each of us this morning listen not only with our ears, but especially with our hearts and our minds and our life itself. May the Word of God dwell in us richly. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Amen. Now may the peace of God that surpasses all human understanding abide with us here this morning and extend itself into the joys of eternal life, heaven. Amen. From me with thy free spirit. Amen. Let us pray for our communicants, but first, let's keep in our prayers Jack Hack, Cal Tuber, and Pastor Moe. They're going through some physical problems, and we pray that God will give them the strength to take one day, 1 hour at a time. Gracious Father in heaven, we come to you this morning on behalf of three fine men, Cal Tuber, who is really not doing that well. We pray that you give him the strength to take 1 hour at a time. And we ask that you give guidance and direction to the doctors that are working with him to come up with a solution to correct the problem that he is suffering from and that he can return home as quickly as possible. We also pray on behalf of his wife, Debbie, give her the strength, the courage, and the patience to just take 1 hour at a time as well. As far as Jack Hack is concerned, we realize his condition is serious, obviously, but it looks as though there might be a little hope through some modern medicine. We ask that you give guidance and direction to the doctors that are working with him. And also on behalf of Pastor Moe, we pray that his eyes do not get any worse than they are. And if it is your will, he will regain his sight, but we also know that he has put his confidence in your trust and guidance. But above all, we ask that you strengthen the faith in Jack and Cal and John, giving them the assurance that they are redeemed by the blood of Christ, that their future is secure all because of what Christ has done for them and for us. We approach your throne in the name of your Son, Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Lord Jesus Christ, who callest unto thee all that labor and are heavy laden to refresh them and give rest unto their soul, we pray. We ask that you keep us from impenitence and unbelief so that no one will partake of this holy sacrament to their damnation. Take off from us the spotted garment of our sinful flesh, our self-righteousness, and give us the garment that has been purchased with your holy precious blood. Strengthen our faith and increase our love and hope, and after this life, grant us all a place at your heavenly table, where we shall eat of the eternal manna and drink of the river of thy pleasure forevermore. Hear us for thine own sake. Amen.
Amen.
We continue with hymn 307. Please be seated. Please rise for the service of the sacrament. The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up unto the Lord.
Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God. It is truly meet, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks unto thee, O Lord, Holy Father, almighty and everlasting God. And now do we praise you that you did send us your only begotten Son, and that in him, being found in the fashion as a man, did manifest the fullness of thy glory. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we magnify thy glorious name, evermore praising thee and saying, Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
For thine is the kingdom, and
Our Lord Jesus Christ, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." After the same manner also, he took the cup, and when he had supped, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink ye all of it. This cup is the new testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the remission of sins. This do as often as ye drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always. Amen.
Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for the forgiveness of your sins. Take, eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for the forgiveness of your sins. Take, eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death in forgiveness of your sins. Thank you.
Now may this body and blood strengthen and preserve you, keep you in the one true faith and the life everlasting. Amen. Depart in the Lord's peace. Amen.
Amen.
Jesus Christ, given unto death for forgiveness of your sins. heart and the Lord's peace.
Thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all people, to lighten the Gentiles and the glory of thy people. Give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. We give thanks to thee, Almighty God, that thou hast refreshed us through this salutary gift. And we beseech thee that of your mercy, that you would strengthen us in faith toward thee and in love toward one another. We pray this through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee in the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Blessed be the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face to shine upon thee and to be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and grant you his peace. Amen. find us solace there.